In the 1980s and 90s, at the height of the AIDS epidemic, New York City enrolled foster children in experimental drug trials, at times without the permission of parents. The issue emerged 5 years ago, provoking a storm of controversy, including allegations that Black and Latino children were being taken from parents and used as research guinea pigs. A new report obtained by WNYC says the city, foster child agencies, and hospitals behaved largely in good faith. But the report also says they were sloppy in how they handled the delicate balance between getting children necessary medical care and safeguarding their rights. WNYC's Fred Mogul has more.
As HIV/AIDS spread through her community, Deborah Fraser House frequently visited Harlem Hospital as a volunteer. The longtime activist and advocate often comforted infants who were abandoned there.
These were children who were left in hospitals, very often by their parent, who found out that they had AIDS through the birth of their children and decided that the best and safest place for these children would be to remain in the hospital.
It was a time when the only medications were experimental. Fraser House was concerned that gay men who were relatively educated and well-off were getting into drug trials, while relatively poor Blacks and Latinos were being excluded.
Only adults were in clinical trials, and specifically white males. You had a whole group of young people who were HIV positive because of hemophilia, blood transfusions. There were a number of people who were fighting to get children into clinical trials.
The city knew that involving minority foster children in drug trials needed safeguards. All test subjects must be informed about the benefits and risks of experimental therapies. In the case of children, that means parents. But these children were put in foster care because most of their parents were incapacitated by narcotics use, and some of their parents were dead. The city agency that oversees foster care came up with a set of standards to protect children's rights. But Tim Ross, a researcher with the Vera Institute for Justice, a private think tank, says that agency didn't always adhere to its own oversight standards.
Even though you had a policy that was clearly worked through, that policy was not followed in many instances.
In 2004, a BBC documentary and several tabloid news reports charged that the city had effectively forced children into foster care because their parents and guardians were unwilling to participate in HIV drug trials. Deborah Fraser House.
These children were majority African American and Latino. African Americans have a history of medical experimentation in this country. And I could not, in all good conscience, tell the community that they shouldn't have some level of healthy paranoia about children being in clinical trials.
City, state, and federal legislators asked the Administration for Children's Services to explain what happened. ACS said it was trying to figure that out and eventually hired the Vera Institute to investigate. Tim Ross and his staff combed through hundreds of thousands of records over 4 years and concluded that ACS, back in the 80s and 90s, had tried hard to serve foster children. But of 532 kids in drug trials, as many as 1 in 5 didn't get parental permission, and 80 or so were involved in trials that either weren't screened by an advisory panel or were screened and rejected. Ross says that the most incendiary charge, that children were taken away from parents, was unfounded.
We did not find a situation where a child was removed from his or her family for refusing to participate in a clinical trial.
Albert Einstein College of Medicine was one of the centers where drug trials were developed. Dr. Alan Fleischman, who worked there in the 80s and 90s, believes he and other clinician researchers not only helped children get crucial medical care, but that they did, in fact, protect those kids' rights.
We appointed a senior pediatrician, highly respected in the community and knowledgeable about HIV and AIDS, to work as an independent reviewer, talk with foster families, as well as review the circumstances of the individual child.
Vera Institute researchers didn't find any deaths directly caused by the experimental treatments. 29% of these foster children did die of AIDS, but that's better than average. Citywide, 35% of all kids with AIDS died during this period. Dr. Fleischman is outraged by comparisons to the infamous Tuskegee experiments, in which government-backed researchers withheld treatment for African-American men with syphilis.
In fact, this was the exact opposite. African Americans who, in the Tuskegee setting, had been discriminated against by not receiving treatment. Here, those children were advocated for and received the treatment and were greatly benefited.
Dr. Fleischman is now the medical director of the March of Dimes. He thinks if the Vera Institute's research shows that as many as 1 in 5 kids did not have parental consent, it's because the city kept shoddy records, not because of what actually occurred. ACS Commissioner John Mattingly, while emphasizing how overwhelmed his agency was at the time, admits staff should have monitored children better and kept more thorough records.
The fact that those records are not now easily available to us is not right, and we have to make sure that even faced with another crisis of this magnitude, we'll have in place a system that will make sure we have those records at that point, and we can show what did and didn't happen.
As far as the Vera Institute could determine, the city handed over all its available records. The New York State Health Department did not. Researchers fault state officials for withholding records in the name of privacy, saying the health department's, quote, refusal to exercise its supervisory authority undermines public confidence in medical research and child welfare services. The health department refused to respond to the charges, saying only it disagreed. Deborah Fraser Howes, the AIDS activist, who has since become an ally of the city's foster care agency, says federal authorities should get involved.
I believe that this is a national issue requiring a national response. So we're hoping that there's an outreach and those kinds of things will change. We should go forward and use whatever means necessary to get everyone to comply to give us this information.
Many states don't allow foster children to participate in drug trials at all, since parental approval can be difficult or impossible to get. Fraser House thinks that's too draconian because it means the next time there's an epidemic, these kids would be the last to be treated. She says the city has largely reformed how it protects children's rights, and the new report will further help. But she'd like to see all the players, federal, state, and city officials, researchers, clinicians, and hospitals, and foster care agencies, get together and make sure they manage and monitor future drug trials properly, especially for foster children. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.